Now that college athletes can profit off their name, image, and likeness, it's only fitting that they turn to the platform that has helped celebrities and influencers profit off that for years. That's right. College athletes have been flocking to Cameo to sell personalized shout-out videos of themselves that people themselves can buy or send them to loved ones in their lives. And for more on that trend, I want to bring on the CEO of Cameo, Stephen Galanis, joins us once again here on the show. And Stephen, I mean, this is something that makes total sense to me because it's a simple way for college athletes maybe to get out there. But what have you seen in terms of how many have now signed up on the platform?
Well, first off, thanks for having me back, guys. Since the very beginning of Cameo, I always felt that if the NCAA changed its policies around name, image, likeness, Cameo would be a tailor-made platform for student athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness. When we look at what's happened since July 1st, when the new policies came in place, we've had hundreds of student athletes join. I think you showed the graphic, 330 most recent. Thousands of cameos have been made by these 330 people. And you know, the thing that's really exciting is it's not just college football and basketball players. It's people like Montana Fouts from University of Alabama softball. So we're seeing non-revenue producing athletes coming in and doing a great job as well. So we're really, really bullish on this segment. And you know, when you zoom out 5-10 years, the thing that I think is really exciting is the next Tom Brady or the next Zion Williamson or the next LeBron James will have been doing Cameo from the time that they were at Michigan or at Duke or at Stanford. And it really makes this part of their creator monetization stack, you know, from a really early age.
It has been interesting to see who's actually using Cameo. To your point, it's not about the star quarterbacks who've obviously already secured their own contracts with individual brands, but those that maybe, you know, from a larger perspective, have kind of flown under the radar. I mean, how much are we talking about per appearance? What's the range here?
You know, we're seeing the college athletes obviously have a smaller AOV, average booking order than their pro athlete counterparts. So I'm seeing a lot of people in the $25 to $50 range. But look, as a college student, you know, every time you're doing a $25 cameo, that's being able to take, you know, your girlfriend to the movie theaters and get dinner and popcorn. That, you know, might be your bar tab for the night. So this is really good money for college students.
Yeah, where do you think it goes from here? Because, you know, we were talking last time you were on, we were talking about kind of branded more around, you know, businesses pairing with some of these athletes, or maybe not athletes, but the people on your platform more directly and how that was a growing part of the business. I mean, is that where you're seeing go shift maybe start with these kinds of deals and then start going into more branded stuff?
Oh, the branded stuff's happening today on the platform as well. You know, think back to, you know, if you're a Syracuse basketball player or an Alabama football player, you know, the local car dealerships or local businesses in those college towns, the current college athletes are some of the biggest celebrities around. Those are the people that move the needle. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of local businesses and college communities booking talent on Cameo, that's student athletes that, you know, can give endorsements that are on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, and they're driving business into brands that these, you know, kids oftentimes are probably using anyways. So we think the B2B side of this is going to be extremely impactful.
Stephen, let's talk about the broader Cameo business. I mean, earlier this year, of course, you passed that unicorn status being valued at more than $1 billion. Every time we talk to you, there's a new feature that's in the works here, whether that is sort of the FaceTime live video or audio. I mean, what's next? How are you looking at the ecosystem already in place and how you can monetize it even more?
Sure. So, you know, for us, I think when we were on last, we were talking about a lot of the new bets that the platform was making. Cameo Calls is one you mentioned, which is our live meet and greet product, which we're seeing musicians, especially as they're now getting back to tour, but there's still COVID concerns. They're not able to do a lot of the meet and greets that they're doing. We think that this is a really great hybrid solution because everybody's wondering, right, when the world fully opens up and with Delta, who knows when exactly that's going to be. You know, a hybrid solution that can help surface not just live personal appearances or virtual. People want a combination of both. So we're thinking a lot about how do we be a great solution for the talent and the fans on the platform to facilitate connections during really, crazy times that we're living through right now. So we're excited about that. Our B2B business and our partnership business has been booming. Last week, probably the coolest thing that's ever happened on Cameo happened when we had a partnership with Disney, where Mickey, Minnie, who's the dog? Goofy came on the platform and were doing a raffle that was raising money for, you know, really sick children around the country. So this is the type of like really innovative stuff that you're seeing from our brand. And, you know, behind the scenes, what we've been hyper focused on is building a management team and a company that could be a standalone publicly traded one day. So we just continue to do a lot under the hood. So a lot of exciting stuff's going on, but you know, it's those new bets we talked about last year and starting to execute on them that we're really hyper-focused on.
Listen, no shame in forgetting Goofy, man. That's one of the worst Disney characters, if you ask me. But when you think about where the company goes from here now, if you're delivering on all those things, showing growth, it would seem like a prime time to be going out as a publicly traded company. I mean, when you look at that market right now, how do you kind of think about that as a timeline? We've seen a lot of companies really rush to get in here before maybe the window closes. SPAC deals also. What do you think is best for Cameo?
I think we should go public when we're ready to go public. I mean, you were just showing before I got on Weight Watchers, and I think it's extremely important that you're able to call your own shot and have a really good sense of, hey, what are the expectations we have? Hit your number. We just hired our CFO 6 months ago, so we're still really early in developing the fundamentals of having a really good sense of how our revenue works. So we're not going to do anything like that until we're at a point where we feel like we can call our shot, we can deliver the expectations that the street expects and, you know, constantly be over them. So we're really fundamentally doing a lot of stuff under the hood right now to get us ready. And we'll do it when we're ready to, if we get to that scale. And you know, that's what we're hyper-focused on, building all the infrastructure to be a publicly traded company one day. Those are our aspirations.
It's been more than 1 year since I bought a Cameo of Sinbad Man. It is still one of the best purchases I think I've made since the pandemic started here. But appreciate you coming back on here to chat with us. The CEO of Cameo, Stephen Galanis, appreciate it. We'll chat soon.